What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Social Anxiety Remedy Podcast. I think we're up to like episode 7, maybe. We're putting out a lot of content lately. We're trying to get a video out like 5 times a week, and we're sticking to it. So today we're going to be diving into status and building up your social status when you're struggling with social anxiety. And that's something that not many people kind of recognize at the beginning, that's kind of contributing to their anxiety. But it's something that if we can touch on and we can begin to develop, it can really help, and it can really kind of shine through the social interactions that you're having and make you feel less nervous and less vulnerable to other people's judgments and opinions of you. When you're actually able to, you know, have this certain position and status within a group, or whenever you walk up to somebody, it just gives you so much more confidence that you can finally be calm and at peace when you're communicating, and you really feel like you're respected, and you have the audience that you're kind of looking for, of people just paying attention to you and, you know, respecting what you have to say and not kind of looking at you as this shy person that just sits in the corner and really doesn't talk that much and misunderstanding you. So I talk about cognitive behavioral therapy a lot. And that is basically how your thoughts, emotions, and your physical behaviors are all connected. Okay, so your behaviors are connected to your thoughts, to your emotions, and vice versa. Whatever way you want to think of it, think of it as a triangle. And that has a huge correlation with the phrase that I say all the time. It's easier to act the way into a new way of thinking than to think your way into a new way of acting. Sorry guys, tongue twister right there. So let's kind of break that down and divulge it, because I'm talking about this status and these status levels that each person kind of goes through. So when we think about it's easier to act your way into a new way of thinking, what's the acting that we can do? Okay, I talk about creating this new character all the time, but what's some of the simple things that we can do now that will dramatically increase our status and our character and our amount of respect from people, and even our verbal and communication skills can be heightened by doing these certain poses and power poses and vocal tonality phrases that can then lead to our brain not being so closed off in important situations? Because you guys are smart, you know you're smart, and when you're in low anxiety filled situations, your normal self, you're authentic, you can speak freely. But then when you're in front of a group and you're talking about something that is important, you freeze up. So yesterday we went over how the position and the body language that you have, the body language and the verbal tonality language, is 90% of all interpersonal communication, okay? It's not the words that you say, it's how you say them, and it's how you come across. Okay, so that's body language and vocal tonality. So let's talk about power poses with body language, okay? When you are, just think of this acronym. So it's open, grounded, priding, slow, OGPS, okay? You have an open body language, meaning you are open to maybe your environment, you're not scared, because when we have these certain things that are in our subconscious, when we're around certain situations, we tend to close off, okay? We tend to tighten up our body, and, you know, your shoulders maybe go in, you cross your arms, you cross your legs, and you kind of just, you show the world and you show everyone around you that you're just trying to not get messed with. And guys, like, kind of paradoxically, that's when people judge you the most, and that's when people may mess with you the most, or, you know, kind of bully you at the time if you're struggling with social anxiety. If you show the world and you show the people around you that you are open, and you're kind of like, you know, your body parts are farther away from each other. I know I can't really show you on this podcast, but you kind of get the idea. Being open, sitting up straight, that just kind of shows that you have the confidence. And even if you don't, okay, remember this, easier way to act your way into a new way of thinking than to think your way into a new way of acting. Even if you don't have this confidence, what these power poses do is they actually fill your head with this type of dopamine, or chemical into your brain that makes you feel confident. It's It's a weird way of thinking of things, but it's like the cognitive triangle. Remember, your behaviors lead to your thoughts, which lead to your emotions. And it's much easier to just change the way your body moves than to just change your way of thinking overnight. But we can actually change the way that our body moves. It's great. So there's open, there's grounded, which basically means, feet planted on the floor. You are not moving, not fidgety. Okay, that's what a lot of people kind of are. You're kind of moving all over the place when you're stressed, these quick movements. So open, grounded, priding, okay? Priding is kind of just like, you know, you're there. Everybody can see that you're there and you're kind of like, you're proud of yourself, right? Priding is kind of like a lion kind of does his little priding stance, like a lizard when they're doing push-ups in the sun, kind of their priding type of thing. And all of these things, they're not meant to for you to just go outlandishly ham on it and just like bust your chest open for like everybody to see. Not at all. It's supposed to be a normal type of thing, a normal body language. But when you're struggling with social anxiety, you're usually doing so far the opposite that you have to kind of believe that you're going so far in the other direction and kind of putting yourself out there a lot more. And what you'll recognize is you think you're being open and you think you're priding and being grounded and not being fidgety, but in reality, you still are. So I tell a lot of people that they should go on the extreme side first. And if it looks like to me that they're kind of overdoing it, then I have them take a step back. But for the majority of the time, people just aren't doing it altogether. So it's open, grounded, priding. And then the last one is S, which is slow. Okay, slow, controlled movements. Like I said, not fidgety. You're in control of your environment, of yourself. And when you're able to do that, it kind of gets you in the motion. Think of it like you're underwater, okay? How you move underwater. Open, grounded, priding, slow. You're kind of just walking with, a purpose and just with slow, controlled movements. And that is going to affect your brain. Not only that, guys, but all this OGPS, the acronym that we have for it, it affects how people view you. Okay, that's an important thing. It affects the way that people see you. Remember, it's body language. You come across as this person that people tend to respect, and you end up being able to have better, social conversations with people and better circumstances because they see you as this high status individual. So when I'm kind of talking about becoming this new character, this is something that I definitely implement so much, especially when we go out and do our exposure therapy, because when we're talking to a bunch of people and we have these kind of benefits that people don't know about, like this isn't something that the majority of the world knows about at all. When you have these benefits and these kind of just these unfair advantages, it makes things so much easier. It makes things so much easier, and you're able to then build and build. And guys, remember, stacking those blocks, we get to continue and get great positive circumstances after we've released our subconscious limiting beliefs. We're adding and stacking new ones. And when you're able to stack them, once you have this high status nature about you, you're going to stack so much better ones because you're going to get so much more positive reinforcement. So that is the body language type of deal. It's hard to show you off camera, but if it's something that you guys like, just let me know and I'll continue to talk about it because it's definitely important and it's something that I teach people all the time. And then the next is the vocal tonality. So I went over this a little bit yesterday, but it's having a strong voice. And so a strong voice doesn't necessarily mean a deep voice. Okay, that's what people get confused a lot of the time. So if you're a girl, you can have a strong tonality and a high status tone without being going as deep as possible. But what it is it's something called rapport. And seeking rapport, it's neutral rapport, and it's breaking rapport. Okay, let me try to say that again as each of them are. So seeking rapport, neutral rapport, breaking rapport. Okay, do you see the difference? Seeking rapport is me going up and it has an upward inflection. Okay, when we're struggling with social anxiety and you are completely, shy, nervous, and you don't have any confidence in you, that's how you usually talk to people. It's like you're talking to an authority figure and you're just like, how are you? How are you doing? And it just leads to utter disrespect from people because they can just see that it's just a human response for us to be able to pick up on these type of cues. Okay, the reason why these are so important, these body language and the vocal tonality, is because it's people lie. Okay, it's easy to see that people lie, okay, through their words. Okay, we're trained to pick up on key phrases and things like that through words and what they say with lies. But what you can do is just kind of flip the script and go through it and say, okay, by putting myself in these positions, these body positions, this focal tonality, I'm able to kind of convince my own brain that I am this person and have these thoughts and whatnot together. People are so keen and understand social cues so easily, okay, so very easily, whether you even know it or not, it's your subconscious. So every time you're kind of looking at a person, okay, you're judging them within seconds, okay, and not judging them like, oh, they probably suck, blah, blah, blah. You're judging them by their status hierarchy, and you're comparing it to you. So it depends on their body language, the way that they speak, not even what they say. Okay, so seeking rapport, how are you today? Can I have some money? Just like you're just asking for things. It's like you just come off as needy. And needy is one of the most unattractive things that you can possibly have. And I don't mean in relationships or anything, but I mean in partnerships and in business kind of connections, in friendships too. Okay, you want to be able to have this kind of bond with one another where you're kind of on an equal playing field. So I tell people who have social anxiety, they use this kind of phrasing all the time. Okay, do not use the seeking rapport. Don't use that. Okay, there's no need to use that. It's kind of like you're just being way too nice, and especially when you are being too nice when you have social anxiety. But a lot of the times, it's just coming off as inauthentic, right? That's not how you really speak. That's not how you really want to come across. The next is neutral rapport. So that's how I basically talk to you guys constantly, right? Or my microphone constantly, but I pretend like I'm talking to you guys. And it's just on an even like level playing field. So neutral rapport. Hey, how was your day? It's how was your day? Hey, how was your day? How are you doing? Where are you from? Okay, it's on this level playing field, and it portrays the fact that, you know, you're strong, you're sturdy, you respect yourself, you have your confidence, and you're also respecting the other person that you're speaking to. Okay, you're also telling that person that, hey, you know, I respect you, and we're just kind of having a good conversation back and forth. Okay, how are you doing? The last one is breaking rapport. So breaking rapport. So how was your day? Where are you from? So where are you from? Okay, you're kind of talking down. You see this downward inflection. What are you doing? Okay, and it's basically like you're talking down to people. The problem is, I mean, if you're hearing this, you're probably like, oh, I don't want to say that to some people. But if you're struggling with social anxiety right now, just the same as undercompensating for the body language, I teach people to actually go into the breaking rapport first, okay, and for you guys to actually say it in this way, because you're usually think you're saying it in the breaking rapport, but in reality, it's neutral rapport, which is where you want to be. Okay, so if you really want to get into this and you really want to see some real positive results, just record your own voice. Okay, this is what I had to do at the beginning too. Record your own voice and see how you sound. Okay, you try to do breaking rapport and then you try to do neutral rapport, right? Breaking rapport, neutral rapport, seeking rapport. Okay. Record it and kind of baseline it and see where you're at. Because as you start to communicate like this through your body language and your tonality, you start to see amazing results. And it just starts to feel kind of unfair. You start to pick up on things so easily that most people in the world will not be able to see. And you get to basically cheat the system. It's pretty cool how it works like that. It really is. And then when you're able to go out into these exposure therapy, challenges, you're able to have such an advantage over people, and you get to just have this. You step right in, and your words start flowing easier. You're loose, right? You're slow, controlled movements. You're open. You're grounded. You're priding. You have a certain walk to you. You still have like a certain pep in your step, and you have a certain respect that people can kind of hear in your tone. That it completely builds so many good positive reinforcements that your subconscious takes it in, and you start to really get over your social anxiety. It's really an amazing thing. So what you can really do with the body language as well, and the tonality, is something that I did was just kind of look at your favorite maybe movie stars or like YouTube stars or people that are in the public, like celebrities, and pay attention to the way that their body language is. Okay, pay attention to the way that they move. Pay attention to the way that they speak. Okay, and you want to try to copy that basically. Essentially, you copy it, but it ends up later obviously turning into your own type of thing. Everybody is different. But first, copy that. So what I did at first is I would go to people like Robert Downey Jr. or people in that kind of nature, and you would see how they move. You would see their slow movements, how they're always open. And what I would actually do is I turn the volume off so I would just be able to pay attention to these things. Okay, that's the only thing that I would look at. And then it led me to be able to use that as a reference point for me to use for myself and the same movements that I can use for myself. Thus, having other people kind of notice it without consciously being aware of it. And then my own subconscious was able to go through the CBT effect. Remember, it's easier to act your way into a new way of thinking than to think your way into a new way of acting. I acted my way into a new way of thinking that I was this confident person with a lot of these power poses that we kind of phrase it. And it was amazing. Okay, it's great. So find somebody like a celebrity like that and kind of base your perspective off of that. So find someone that, you know, has this celebrity-like status that people look up to, maybe people are attracted to, and go off of that. Okay, listen to how people speak. Go off of that. Base it off of that. And remember, and record yourself in it. And it ends up working out really great, guys. You see and you become this completely different person. Maybe not in your thoughts, right? Not in your everyday conscious thoughts. But in your actions that you're portrayed, it's just it's an immediate switch that most people don't know about. 90% of all interpersonal communication is from body language and vocal tonality. The majority is body language, okay? The majority, it's like 60% is body language. I think it's like 30 that is tonality. The way that you come across is the most important. It's not even the words that you say. You don't even have to be extremely articulate, but think of any person that you might know in real life, okay? That's something that you want to base it off too. Anybody that you know in real life that has this kind of social status, okay? And I don't want to say social status all the time and come across like I'm being so like materialistic and very naive, because look, I understand not everybody wants to be this type of celebrity person. We're not trying to be a celebrity. We're trying to position ourselves to have the biggest opportunities in our life, okay? The biggest opportunities in our life. And it just so happens that by doing these things, it helps with your social anxiety too. It's like a twofer, okay? A two for one deal. So what I want you guys to do is go ahead and check out a celebrity that you admire, okay? If you're a guy, do it as a guy. If it's a girl, do it as a girl. And model their movements, okay? Turn off the volume, model their movements, see how they all are inevitably doing open, grounded, priding, slow, OGPS, okay? They all do it. They don't know it. They're not consciously aware of it because, you know, unless they worked on it, which I guess actors probably do, but most people aren't aware of it that are doing it in everyday life, okay? They're just unconsciously competent. There's four stages in really everything. There's unconsciously incompetent, okay? There's consciously incompetent. There's consciously competent, and then unconsciously incompetent. So let me kind of explain those really quick. Unconscious incompetence means basically you suck and you don't know it. Okay, that's basically what it means. We can relate it as a metaphor here as your body language sucks and you don't know it, and your vocal tonality sucks and you don't know it, but that's what it means. Conscious incompetence means that you suck and you know it. Okay, but that's good because then you can start to learn how to get better. Conscious competence is when you're good at something, but you have to constantly be conscious about it. You have to constantly be working on being good at this thing. And then the very last stage is unconsciously competent, where you don't even have to think about it anymore. It's just a habit and you do it and it's great. So a lot of people growing up, if they don't have social anxiety, they can have this unconscious competence. Okay, they have that just from being themselves and from a great environment that they grew up in. But for some of you today, before today, you were at unconscious incompetence, right? And you're going, and now you're at conscious incompetence. Okay, you know you suck. I'm just kidding. You guys don't suck, but you kind of get me. So now lead to conscious competence. And over time, as we continue to build these habits and you do it enough, remember, you continue to build on these skills, it's going to become unconscious competence and it's going to work out greatly. So guys, that's the whole podcast today. I want you guys to understand how important body language and vocal tonality is when you are speaking. Okay, it'll change the game for you, I promise. So because I wasn't able to kind of show the diagrams of an open and a good type of body language and a little bit of the tonality stuff off camera, I'm going to go ahead and upload a video on the Facebook group of me doing it. Just a really short video so you can get some examples of good positions to be in and different power poses. And I'll link a little bit of information there. So if you want to check that video out, go ahead and join the Facebook group. Completely free, building really good community. I'm in there all the time, 24/7. And yeah, we have a lot of content that's starting to come out. So it's really cool. I'm really excited. And yeah, guys, I hope everybody has a great rest of your day. Hope you learned something cool and hope you start to become consciously competent. All right, see you later.